ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 Chapter 5, Lord Rishabhdev's teachings, text 26. Sarvani madhvishnyataya bhavadibhis Charani bhutani sutadruvani Sambhava vitavyani pade padevo Vivakta Drigbhista Dur Harahanam Me. Sarvani, all. Mat Dishnetaya. Because of being my sitting place. Bhavadabhi, by you. Charani, that move. Bhutani, living entities, Sutaha, my dear sons, Dhruvani, that do not move, Sambhava Vitavayani, to be respected, Pade Pade, at every moment, Vaha, by you, Vivikta Drigavi, possessing clear vision and understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature is situated everywhere. That you, that indirectly, certainly, Aranam, offering respect, may unto me. Translation purport by Swangesh Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear sons, you should not envy any living entity, be he moving or non-moving. Knowing that I am situated in them, you should offer respect to all of them at every moment. In this way, you offer respect to me. Please repeat. My dear sons, you should not envy any living entity, be moving or non-moving, knowing that I am situated in them, you should offer respect to all of them at every moment. In this way, you offer respect to me. Perfect. In this verse, the word Vivikta Drigibhi, meaning without envy, is used. All living entities are the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this Paramatma feature, as confirmed in the Brahma Sanhita, Anda Anantara Stam Paramanu Shayantara Stam. The Lord is situated in this universe as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Shirodakshaya Vishnu. He is also situated within every atom. According to the Vedic statement, Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam, Supreme Lord is situated everywhere. And wherever He is situated is His temple. We even offer respects to a temple from a distant place, and all living entities should similarly be offered respect. This is different from the theory of pantheism, which holds that everything is God. Everything has a relationship with God, because God is situated everywhere. We should not make any particular distinction between the poor and the rich, like the foolish worshippers of Daridra Narayan. Narayan is present in the rich as well as the poor. One should not simply think Narayan is situated among the poor. He is everywhere. An advanced devotee will offer respects to everyone, even to cats and dogs. Vidyavane sampane brahmane gavi hastani Pandita Samadarshana. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmin, a cow, an elephant, a dog and a dog-eater outcast. Bhagavad Gita 5.18. This samdarshana, equal vision, should not be mistaken to mean that the individual is the same as the Supreme Lord. They are always distinct. Every individual person is different from the Supreme Lord. It is a mistake to equate the individual living entity with the Supreme Lord on the plea of Vivaktadrak Samadrak. The Lord is always in an exalted position, even though he agrees to live everywhere. Srila Madhvacharya, quoting Padma Puran, states, Vivikta Drishti Jivanam Dishnetaya Parameshwarya Bheda Drishti. One who has the clear vision and who is devoid of envy can see that the Supreme Lord is separate from all living entities, although he is situated in every living entity. Madhvacharya further quotes from Padma Puran. Upadet Paramatmanam Jivabhyo Yaha Pade Pade Bhedane Vina Chetasmat Priyo Vishnustu Kaschana. One who sees the living entity and the Supreme Lord as always distinct is very dear to the Lord. Padma Puran also states, Yo Haresh Chaiva Jivanam Veda Vakta Hare Priya. One who preaches that the living entities are separate from the Supreme Lord is very dear to Lord Vishnu. Om Agyanam Timdasa Gyananjana Shlaka Chakshanita Tasmei Shri Gurve Namaha Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tenamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashracha Deshadharane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna. Actually, Rasamandal Prabhu is supposed to give this class, but he's still on vacation, so Manohar Prabhu asked me to give it today. Is that correct? Anyway, so I really need, I require a lot of time for preparation, so I'll do the best I can. I need your help. Rishabhdev is giving his instructions to his sons, and these are some of the final instructions. The chapter is about to end. And sort of last but not least, he's asking his sons to give up envy. My dear sons, you should not envy any living entity. And so, Prabhupada, he gave a lecture on this in Vrindavan. And he starts by saying that Krishna is everywhere. And he says in this verse too that he quotes Brahma Sanhita, that he is everywhere, even in the smallest atom. And what he's saying there is, at least the understanding I get, is that he's there, but still we're not able to see him in some ways. And the reason is because of our envy. The envy keeps us from really seeing Krishna face to face, or like this verse is saying, Rishabhdev is saying, is that that I'm situated everywhere. If you take a look at it, that is one of the definitions of the Uttamadhikari. Uttamadhikari is one of his great qualities is that he sees Krishna in everyone. And in fact, because of that, Uttam Adhikari, Prabhupada writes, has difficulty preaching. Cannot preach because he sees Krishna there. How can I preach to Krishna? And Prabhupada writes that the Uttam Adhikari has to come down to the platform of Madhyam Adhikari to be able to preach. And therefore, we see that in Srila Prabhupada, Uttam Adhikari. And he did so much preaching. So that is the situation. So Krishna is everywhere, and one more thing is, it stays everywhere. The reason we are here, the reason of our fall down, is because of that original sin or the original envy that we had, and that is the reason why we fell down from the spiritual world. And the envy being that, what is the definition of envy? And there are several definitions. It is the desire to have what others have, even though we may not be qualified, even though we may not have the right. There's jealousy and there's envy. And I always forget, but there's a slight difference in the two. I think it's the envy that... The desire is so strong that if we cannot get that object, we even resort to violence to get that object or destroy the object that the other person has. I think jealousy is just that I don't have it. But envy is, and therefore, envy actually, if the envy is not controlled, it leads to violence. There are six vices that we have, you know, lust, greed, anger, illusion. There's one more, right? And then envy. And actually, this is a nice one. I should read this. I copy this. Yeah, there you go. This is from Sajjan Toshni. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, and pride are included within envy. So lust is included in anger. The reason we have anger is because our lust is not satisfied. And lust and anger are included in greed. Lust, anger, greed, and illusion are included in pride. And lust, anger, greed, illusion, and pride are included in envy. So some summum bonum of all the vices is envy. And in fact, if you take a look in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, Krishna starts, he doesn't speak the Gita till Arjuna says, "I'm your disciple." And he says, well, you have to be a friend to understand Gita, so on and so forth. But when it comes to the chapter 9, which is the most confidential knowledge, he's saying, Arjuna, I'm giving this to you, not only because you're my friend, because you're my disciple, all that soft-hearted, is because what? You're non-envious. So, that's why Rishabhdev, you know, in the end, you know, we always say, last but not least, he is telling us that we should not have envy. And again, talk is cheap. It's easier said than done. And so we have to practice to start seeing Krishna in everything. And that's this very becomes difficult. Prabhupada says, and so to do that, it requires really understanding a change of attitude. And Krishna says, chapter 5, Bhoktaram Yaktapsam, Sarvalok Maheshwaram. That realize, the reason we have envy is because I want something. And the scripture is saying, the way you can get out of it is that nothing belongs to us. So we have no right. If we can understand that, then nothing belongs to us. Prabhupada, in his lecture in Vrindavan, even over here, he talks about Ishavasyam Yam Sarvam. The very first shloka in the Ishopanishad. In Gita also, chapter 529, you know, the peace formula. We can be at peace with us and with the whole world. If you realize that everything, that Krishna is a proprietor. Even our body doesn't belong to us. Do we know why? It used to be, not anymore now. Suicide was supposed to be a crime. If somebody tried to commit suicide, and if he survived, then rather than comforting him, they used to send him to jail. It used to be. And now, things have changed. But why is that? What is the philosophical reason why suicide is considered a crime? Yeah, because even our own body, somebody say, well, I'm destroying myself. What's the big deal? And the scriptures say that even our body does not belong to us. It is given by Krishna to us to serve Him, and we're supposed to keep it nicely. And therefore, it is said, we say, well, we are the souls, so why worry about bodies? No, Prabhupada said, no, we have to worry about the body. We should not place too much emphasis on it. We have to keep it healthy so we can serve Krishna. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So that's the we have this idea, this is mine and this is, and I want this and I want that. The first and foremost thing is we have to start practicing that nothing belongs to me. Not even this body that I'm so proud of. I'm American, I'm white, I'm black, I'm this, I'm that. And then who does it belong to? I mean, so there are, and so it belongs to God. That if and when we have that realization, then envy will go away. So how do you get that? Krishna says, how do we know Krishna? How do you say? Krishna says, bhakti ma bhi janati, by devotional service. Because once we realize that I'm dependent, I'm not independent, and that comes through by service. If there was no service, the concept comes about when we, in fact, if we have too much knowledge, then the concept comes about that I am God. And there is also envy. You are God, I am God, everyone is God. That is not the right concept either. It has to be. And therefore, Prabhupada is quoting the purport towards the end, the Madhvacharya and Padma Purana. Is that we should preach to others, because there are many people, most people in the world, they're not against the concept of God. The problem is they say we are God. That's also envy. Therefore, Padma Purana is saying is that Prabhupada says one who preaches that living entities are separate from the Supreme Lord is very dear to Lord Vishnu. So the Mayavadis they say, I am God, everyone is God. That is envy. It is, no, God is within me, He's in everyone else, and He is separate. He is separate. And He's supreme. The Upanishads talk about, you know, the body has what, you know, the tree has those two birds. One is enjoying, the other is watching. So that the super soul is in everywhere. And so that comes through love and devotion by serving Krishna. And the start of the service, like Prabhupada says, is by hearing and by chanting. By utilizing our trunk, you know, our tongue properly, Sevna Mukhya Jivodam, is by seeing Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, by serving Krishna, you know, by tasting Krishna, prasadam, I keep on coming to that, is those are the ways, you know, that that we can realize that we can develop the sense that Krishna is supreme and everything belongs to Him. Brahma Sanhita talks about Premanjana Chachatru Bhakti. We all have eyes, but we don't have the right vision. And therefore, like Prabhupada says, when somebody comes to temple, many see just some metal, some shape, some marble. And the pure devotee sees that's the Lord Himself. And so, that vision, just to see that that's not just ordinary stone, comes through prema, it's ultimate, but that is the last stage in the process of, you know, when we start with Shraddha and we go to Anarthanavritti, Ruchi, Bhavaruchi, and all that stuff. In practice, we can learn not to be envious, because we all come with envy. That's why we're here, and so we have to get rid of it. So the therapy, most for these things, for anger, when people have violence, the government sends you to a psychiatrist, psychologist, for mental attitude change. You need an attitude change, right? So the counseling is there. And the counseling for us is start by chanting. Because then we realize when we keep on chanting Krishna's name, it finally sinks in that He's the boss, He's the supreme, and I'm just the servant. And then when we start to really start to serve and Krishna responds, then the heart gets purified, and then the envy goes away. And then we have this true knowledge, Prabhupada is talking about, Vidyavana Sampani, the humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahman, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and dog eater. This equal vision is based, again, to repeat, on the fact that Krishna is in everyone. It's not... something just came to my mind. In the material world now, I know in America, I'm sure it's over here too, there's a lot of emphasis on, you know, equal opportunity and to have, you know, this equal vision. the issue, and they're not able to get it. We are taught in schools, blacks and whites, men and women, old and young, they're all equal. Do not discriminate. And they're not succeeding. They're not succeeding. Why? Because that concept, even though it's good, is based on a wrong foundation. It's based on the foundation of the body. And on a bodily platform, unless I become blind, if I have eyes, fact is you are white, pinkish, red. I am brown, black. And there's no two ways about it. And that's why they're not succeeding. In fact, what reminded me was thinking about we're in Boise, we're invited to again interfaith things, you know, at colleges, universities, and the schools. And so, January 17th is designated as the Martin Luther King Day. You know, he's the one, the civil rights, the black leader, did a lot for the blacks. And so that day, you know, schools have this thing and all these things. So the Bishop Kelly High School, it's a Catholic school, so we were invited. And they wanted one of the boys to speak, so Gopal spoke. As we walked into the auditorium, there were all signs. Black is beautiful, everyone is equal, you know. Be colorblind. There was a sign, be colorblind. And so I kind of whispered a few things to Gopal. He had everything ready. I said, you know, and because you speak from Bhagavad Gita, his speech was the most thought-provoking. This is exactly what he said. He said, we cannot have equality based on the body. Fact is, I'm old, he's young. He can run faster and I cannot. Right? Vrindavan is Bengali, I'm from North India. So I mean, you know, but the equality comes when we realize we are not the body, we are the soul, and we have the same common father, Krishna. And that is not being taught in schools. And that's where envy comes in. I want to be like you. So Michael Jackson, you know that. He actually tried that. He actually put peroxide on his whole body to become white. And he failed, and then he became even more miserable. Because now he was neither black nor white. It was somewhere in between. I mean, people have analyzed his psychology. Because it was not being taught. He was envious. Why don't I have this white color? I'm going to get it, no matter what. So he started mutilating his body. The reason he wears gloves and all that, his hands were always gloves because his hands got all messed up and he started to decolor himself or something like that. So, Krishna Consciousness Movement, the Gita, the Bhagavatam, these are the only places where it is being taught in the right way. We will never have equality based on the body, but we can have equality based on the soul. And that is, we see, it is Internet Society for Krishna Consciousness. One thing that people really appreciate, the outsiders. At least I became a devotee like that when I went into the temple in Chicago. From all races, all colors, they were there, and then there was a common father who were chanting. Once you enter a Krishna temple, I think we forget, oh, I shouldn't, you know, I shouldn't be associating with this and that. We have the same common father. I mean, on the other hand, there are churches, there are religions that are just based on the body. That's what Prabhupada calls them, material religions. He talked about that they're based on some material needs, some material philosophy, on bodily concept. Take a look over here, the Aryan race. There's a lot of in Iroh. Iroh is supposed to be the hate capital of the world. You know, the Aryans went away from Germany. There's a whole city in Iroh where there's a whole group of young people. They're the Aryans. You know, they call them, and they, you know. So it's all based on the body. You have to rise to the platform based on the soul, based on super soul. And that's a true Brahman, the humble sage. And we see that, and it's true. I mean, going back to where we started, Raghunath Das Goswami, he's known for that. I mean, people who are coming from the gym, you know, when they come to temple, I say, well, how many push-ups you did? 100 or so. I said, you know, we had Goswamis, didn't eat much, and he used to do 3,000. I mean, when you do dhanvers, that's doing push-ups. And why did he do that much? Not for to build his body. Because he saw Krishna in everyone there. He had like a constant stream of visitors coming every day. I think it said that he used to pay 1,000 obeisances to the deities. And then he had, and Radha Kundu, you know, all the villagers coming in, and every time somebody walked in, before they could pay obeisances, he was paying obeisances. Because he saw Krishna in everyone. That's the sign of Uttam Adhikar. You know, we look at, well, are you initiated? You know, are you first? Are you second? You know, so on and so forth. We have subtle, you know, hierarchy, even though we say we are all equal, right? We have the subtle, again. But that vision has to be developed. So the more we chant, the more we serve Krishna, the more relation we get, there's one Supreme Father, and all of us are His children. So I'm going to stop here. Any questions or comments? Yes. That will never happen, yes. That is, in some ways, one of the last snares of Maya. You know, we are encouraged to have, we talked about this gyan, knowledge, and that's what knowledge does. Yeah. Yeah, that is the original cause, and sort of hangs with us almost till the end. And in fact, this is also, Prabhupada was hinting that in his lecture also, there is also the reason, I think it's Padma Purana, Skanda Purana, where Mother Parvati is asking Lord Shiva, who's the greatest devotee? And Lord Shiva says, well, Bhavani, one who worships me, is a devotee. And one who worships Lord Vishnu, he is a greater devotee. But the best of all devotees is one who worships the devotee of Lord Vishnu. Is again, that teaches us, you know, yeah, I mean, that's Das and Das and Das, that makes us humble. makes us realize really Krishna is the Supreme Personality, and there's a whole bunch of in the middle, and therefore Prabhupada says that, yeah, we can know Krishna, we can serve Krishna, but serving the pure devotee of Krishna. See? Yes. See, the Uttama Adhikari does no discrimination. The only thing he sees Krishna is in everyone. So I think somewhere in the middle, I lost one of the things that you were talking about, so I still don't understand. What is your question? We respect everyone. Yeah, just so Prabhupada said, we have to use common sense that we are not going to go hug a tiger. Okay, that's true. But with the same fact, we are not going to kill. In fact, in Sajjan Toshin, this is one of, how do we know that we are not envious? And interestingly, one of the examples is given that we don't kill the cow and eat it. We respect everyone. Okay? And respect according to their, you know, like I said, we're not going to kick the dog. We're going to give him prasadam. Okay? But as soon as we kill someone, in fact, at one time, Ganpati Swami was saying that, and then I read it in Prabhupada's too. We cannot kill someone unless we are saying that we have to depersonify the object or the person before we can kill him. And that is the reason when you ask, is why people who believe in abortion, they're saying that is just a lump, a tumor, a lump of matter, does not have life in it. And so we have to depersonify, forget God, that he's not a, or she's not a living being, he doesn't have a soul. Only when we do that, then only we can kill. Now, we may not realize, but that is actually a fact. And therefore, you see children on farm, they have a lot more problem when the mother goes out and kills a chicken, or the father goes out and, you know, kills a pig. Because that was the object of compassion. They were hugging him, so on and so forth. How can you do that, Dad? Because they have no biases. They realize he's walking, I'm walking. I'm loving him and he or she's loving me. So literally, that's why, we were talking yesterday out there where Gopinacharya Prabhu was talking about, you know, which of the four qualities is important. Which one we have to most importantly, illicit sex and all this, you know, those things which is, you know, is tap more important or compassion more important? And somewhere Prabhupada says, to understand the scriptures, to understand the message of Krishna, the most important quality is stop eating meat, Somebody has asked, well, of the four things, Prabhupada, I cannot do all the four things. Which is one, number one, top, in the top 10 list, which is one that you want me to stop? And Maitavisi says, meat eating. Because that, till that happens, we will not be able to understand the scriptures. We will not be able to understand Krishna. Because that one is makes us realize that the soul, the Krishna, the super soul is in there. Yes. Yeah, envy means we want something for our sense gratification. That's one definition of envy. And I will get it at any cost, or justify it at any cost. And the most frequent, one of the verses that the Krishna's quote to me is the Bible says, man will have dominion over animals. And then I asked them all, could you go in the dictionary and tell me what does the word dominion mean? And dominion does not mean killing. Dominion actually implies protection. It's like in the U.S., I think it's the state of Pennsylvania, one of those states has in their name, it's the dominion. And what that means, that government will protect and provide for everyone who is in that dominion. And I'm not an English expert, but between you and maybe Rasman Prabhu, you can help me on that. But the word dominion does not mean you're going to crush them. And so Prabhupada says, they have dominion over animals in that we will use them to help us do agriculture, and we also protect them. I mean, the mothers have dominion over their children. That's a legal fact. Does that mean the mother can kill the child? In fact, in Canada that's happening. That Tathavit Prabhu, when he said about, I don't know how many of you caught that, and I went back and actually searched it out on Google, this 19-year-old, 20-year-old, I guess teenage, I mean, she had a baby. She strangled her, or him, and threw in the neighbor's yard. And the judge let her go. Because, I can pull it up, it didn't really make sense. It says that it was too much for her. And that, in the headlines, you should go research it, that this was it's like she was not in the right mental state. What Tathagata Prabhu was also saying, that the judge did sentence her a little bit for dirtying or for messing up the neighbor's yard. She got a sentence for that, and not for killing the child. She didn't consider it as killing. And same thing. And you can see in Tennessee, this again a girl, she had twins. And it's very horrific, because when I did that, there were other references too, so I looked up that too. Is she was trying to hide her pregnancy from her mother. And I don't know, and she had twins, I don't know how she hid it. I'm wondering what was mother like. You can see the mothers also are not communicating, watching the children, And so when she got the pains, she went to the toilet. The first boy came out and went into the toilet, and he started crying, and she smothered her with her hand. And then half an hour later, she had the second one. I hate to say it in front of the deities, but, and same thing, went in the toilet, she smarted him, and then she put both in a laundry basket, put some clothes over it, and then went out and dumped them. And that's because Prabhupada called it slaughterhouse education. That's why I feel so grateful we have this college here. Because nobody's teaching that life has soul or that it starts from conception. I mean, there were cases in the U.S. It came out a couple of years back. There was some, this one girl, she threw the baby into the big trash can, and they went to the prom. The high school graduation. And the judge asked her, he said, well, I didn't want to miss the party. Because the education is not there. Our senses have been the instant gratification and all those. This is all part of their envy. So envy includes everything, lust, greed, pride, and everything else. So we have a big job. There's urgent fire. We have to really preach. Really have to preach. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that is for me, it's hung with me, that phrase. To kill someone, we have to depersonalize him first. And so, yes. Yes, that's a good point. And not only that, but I was thinking is, see, even there, it is so degraded, because I always talk about, we have the word, Prabhupada uses that in the Sanskrit, we have the word yavana and mlecha. So, even in India, you know, the Kali worshippers, they eat meat, there's at least some regulation. The word maas itself realizes I'm eating my own. Ma means me, ansh means, a portion of me. And I realize I'm doing this bad, but my senses are so wild, and I'm ignorant that I'm going to do it. And then they offer to Kali, and then eventually they sort of move up. And the Yavanas are the Muslims and the Jews, and they have some kosher laws, and they say some mantras, and the goat or cow is to be killed with only one swipe so she doesn't get hurt, you know, so much pain. Mlechas are one, they have no regulations. And that's the new Western, you know, all the slaughterhouses, at least, I mean, even the meat is offered. But here, you know, everything goes. I mean, there's a station, used to be, I think, a radio station in the U.S., and his specialty was people used to call this DJ, and his belief was that it was the what they call roadhouse, or that they believed in, you know, we should eat fresh meat. So people would call in. I was driving on the highway and I saw somebody just hit a deer, and he advertised that, or I found a freshly killed squirrel. So it's called the roadhouse kill. And people would listen to that and they just go out there. In India still, so many accidents happen because somebody's trying to save a dog in front. In the process of doing that, they'll stop the car and, you know, somebody in the back would get hurt, so on and so forth. But I've seen that in America, you know, people just sort of drive through. Because I had once an argument with a friend of mine. He said, dog's life is inconsequential versus saving the life of a man. But really, the psychology at that time is to save the person who's there, regardless who he is. Because psychologically, we have been taught that all souls are equal. And that is not happening anymore. See? So actually, the society is feeding on envy, wants this thing happen, that the sort of competition, the Toms and Jones, you know, we talk about that he has and I don't have it, so I should get it. All of the advertising that you see on TV is based on that fact. So-and-so has it and I don't, so you should go get it. And here's a loan, you can have it. Right? We'll make it easy for you. And you'll become slaves for us. I think time is really gone past. So, yes. That's a good summary. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Hmm?